Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're warm and fuzzy wherever you are. Barbecue Bob is out on sabbatical again. Maybe one of these days he'll come back and get on the show. But joining me in the studio and co-hosting is my fishing buddy and the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery again. Welcome back, Chaz.
Morning, Jop. You ready to go, man? It's above zero today.
Yeah, it is above zero. And I have to get the man card out and show you the clipped corner because I have not been out ice fishing yet because the two times that I had an available minute to do that, I looked at the thermometer and it was below 10 degrees and I'm like, not for me. And so we'll talk a little bit about your fishing success. I've seen some of your success on the Facebook.
Yeah, we banged it up 5 days straight on the ice.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. But what we thought we'd talk about this week is a little bit of everybody's got a New Year's resolution, right? And they start out great. We just came off the holiday weekend last weekend, and Monday was the New Year, and so here we are. And, you know, whether you want to lose 10 pounds or you want to keep yourself where you are and not gain 10 pounds, or it isn't all about weight. But we're going to talk a little bit about healthy grilling and healthy drinking on this show. We've got a lot of things going on. But, Chaz, let's come right out of the box. You're a professional brewer by trade, as well as many other things. And if somebody was looking to, you know, you hear this Mick Ultra kind of thing, which is not even beer, right? In my mind, but that's where it immediately goes is the pendulum swings way to one side, and it's like,
It's water.
Right.
Basically, when you're talking about healthy, you want to know whether you're getting preservatives, whether you're getting fresh beer. You want to know how many calories are in it. If you're a calorie counter, you want to do that. Calories pretty much directly relate to alcohol, so it doesn't matter where you're going to go with that. Carbs, on the other hand, are a different story. Now, the bigger, the darker the beer, and the more malty it is, probably the more carbs you're going to have on it. But when you're talking about, you know, just, you know, moderation is probably your best way to go with it.
So true in life, no matter what you're doing. You know, even if you're sitting down to a big, big juicy steak, eat half of it, right? Or don't
share
load up on
pretty
the potatoes.
Girl.
There you are. Yeah, that's a better one. We do that. But, you know, the older I get, again, I struggle with my man card when I talk like this. But, you know, we get a porterhouse steak, and you got the tenderloin side and you got the strip side. Used to be I'd eat both sides, right? Now it's you get a nice tenderloin, or I'm saying tenderloin, porterhouse steak, pardon me. You get a nice porterhouse steak, and I give away the tenderloin side to Michelle, and I eat the strip side because I'm a gentleman, but it's enough for both of us anymore, man.
Yeah, you're right on that. And with beer, you kind of do the same thing. Maybe you go out and you buy a nice, big, rich beer because you want that flavor. Pour a glass of water with it.
Yeah.
You don't need to slug down three beers with dinner.
Right.
One that really has some flavor to it makes it go the mileage on it.
Kind of like this Kiss My Scottish Arse that I've got here in my hand. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's a slightly smoky Scotch ale. Now, Scotch ales weren't originally intended to be smoky, but so many patrons, when we talk to them, they relate Scotch to the whiskey, and right. That's typically got a smoky flavor to it. So we tried it with a little bit of a smoky flavor, and all of a sudden people were buying more of it. They were enjoying more of it because it's what they mentally pictured with Scotch.
So in a craft beer like this, how do you get the smoke in there? Because you're not like, Scotch is barrel aged, right? And they char the inside of the barrel a lot of the time?
Well, they char the inside of the barrel, and they're also using peat to do their distilling and all the fire around it and stuff. They also roast some of their grain with peat. We do the same kind of thing. We get roasted or smoked malt that comes in that we mill in and add to part of the batch, and that will convey over the smoked flavor, just like when we're smoking meats.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing, but a very delicate process.
That's where I was going to go, is this is not overwhelming at all, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, there's a style of beer out there called Rauchs, okay, which is German for smoke. And those, some of them, it's kind of like licking an ashtray.
Right.
But that's a much stronger smoke flavor than the scotch that we're portraying as that slightly hint of smoke that you get in a fine glass of scotch whiskey.
Right. So if someone were to go out, I don't have my glasses on, so I can read the alcohol content. That doesn't necessarily...
We're about 8% on this one.
Right.
And it's available around West Michigan. You can go out to your retailers. It just released on January the 2nd.
Wow.
So Tuesday when we came back to work, well, the guys did. I was still fishing.
Yeah.
They released a new batch of it this year. And it's a favorite of a lot of people. So it's getting out there in the retail market, but you can ask for it anywhere around Michigan that you buy beer.
So, and I know your labeling doesn't require you to put a calorie count or a carb count on your beers, but if you were to guess, is this on the higher end of the carb count or the lower end?
This is going to be a little bit higher because it's got a lot of malt characteristic to it.
Okay.
It's got a lot of alcohol to it. You know, 8% is no joke.
Right.
You want to do this in moderation. So when we're doing that steak dinner, I'm going to probably have a nice big glass of water with this so that I'm not overindulging in the alcohol. I don't want this to overwhelm that piece of meat that I put a pretty penny on.
Right.
And I'm probably going to grill something like a nice vegetable with it.
Sure. And we'll talk about that in the next segment or two as well, is because I think a lot of times we at the show here and a lot of people focus on meat on the grill. And we're going to do that too, don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of really cool vegetable ideas, and Chaz, I've eaten several of them that you've come up with, and they're just tasty. But before we get off the beer, categorically, if somebody's walking up and down that infamous craft beer aisle, and there's lots of pretty pictures on the boxes, everybody does it, but is there a style of beer, if you're looking to stay on the lighter side and you're maybe trying to watch your weight a little bit or your intake, what types of beer would you buy categorically?
Well, you can obviously go down into the simple blondes, the lower alcohol, the Kolsch's, things like that. But one that people don't think of are English IPAs.
Okay.
English IPAs are moderate alcohol. You know, they're in the 5, 6%. They're a clear filtered beer. They're not one of these juicies that you see as a craze right now. But they're really refined. They have a very, very light malt characteristic. But they've got a lot of hops, so it really brings something to the mouth party. Okay. To be able to enjoy that with something. And you can also do that as a little spritz on your vegetables when you're grilling.
Really? Well, let's talk about that. So using beer as a, not a condiment, but almost a seasoning, right?
Yeah, because you're going to get that hop flavor. And just spritzing a little bit over as you finish can help open up a lot of the flavors and maybe some of the herbs that you put on there. I know that when I grill, I don't put a lot of herbs on early. I put them on late. And I need something to rehydrate those as I put them on. And when I say late, I mean after I've killed the fire. Pull them off, do a little herbing on there, and maybe a little moisture of some beer to get all that aroma and everything going on it.
Because the heat of the meat, if you will open up the dry seasonings is what you're talking about. But then a little hydration on them even opens them up more.
Opens them up more,
right.
And they don't burn off with the flame.
Yeah.
So bringing something late in the party,
like what dessert. What seasonings do you use?
Oh, just a little bit of Italian herb. I like if I've got some basil. Now, I grow some basil in the summer.
Right.
I chop it up and I freeze it. And you can take a little chiffonade of basil, throw it out on that vegetable, and the heat of that will wilt it slightly and open up the oils.
Wow, very cool. Coming up next, it's the healthy proteins. We might catch a fish, we might run a yard bird around, or even play a little turkey. Stick with us.